Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? We are talking episode 6 of Siren Showdown. Rin kisses Ben, Decker finds Ben, and Decker tells Ben everything. Stay tuned. We have lots to talk about.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The song always gives me all the right feels.
All right.
You just know something is happening.
Yes, especially in this episode, we had a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm your host, Carla Beltran, and I do have to point this out because I have a feeling that people are going to be like, hey, what happened to her lip? I got a busted lip over the weekend, so I'm just covering it to keep it moisturized and to keep it away from all the bacteria. But besides that, I'm here joined by my lovely co-host,
hey,
Sarah.
Guys.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sarah.
Well, we had such a good episode.
It was.
We did.
A lot happened.
A lot of things happened. And we found out a couple of things. So,
yes.
The episode kind of started with Rin kissing Ben.
Oh my gosh. And I like how it, like, she kissed Maddie in the last episode.
Yeah,
so like, wait.
Rin is kissing everybody. Yeah. And do we like Rin kissing everybody?
I think the way she does it, like, it's not, it's okay. She kind of just
so
seems
innocent,
like a companion,
right?
Like, and she, like, copied Maddie doing it. And Maddie said, oh, I love you. And she just does it. And sorry, I was having our video up, guys. yeah, she doesn't do it in a way that seems invasive to me. And you know that she's just learning. And so, it, like, yeah, I don't know. What do you think of it?
I think it's very innocent. It's she's not doing it in, like, a seductive way. She's doing it in the way where, like, oh, this is normal because they do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like the only relationship that she's seen really has been Rin and Maddie's, because I feel like the relationship that she has with Helen is a little bit more, like, motherly than, like, because she hasn't really seen, like, it's not like Helen has a partner that she gets to see them do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of learning from
Ben
and Maddie.
Yeah. Like a sign of affection. Like,
yeah.
To show that she cares about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
So, let's start talking about the Siren song.
Oh my God.
Because
I love the song.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think that now that, like, because Ben says that the Siren song is like a drug to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an addiction and something you crave and something you want again.
That was interesting.
It is. Do you think that now that she's kissed him, there's been like a deeper connection to where he would want her to kiss him again, or like he would want to kiss her again?
I don't know. That raises an interesting question, because I didn't know that the song affected him so much. And even when he was explaining it to Decker, like, you're always thinking about it. She's always on your mind. So I'm like, does he feel kind of hypnotized by her?
Yeah.
With the kiss, I don't know if the physical touch, like, made that effect deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially with Maddie was right there, he was like, oh, okay, that was weird.
Yeah.
But I think he already had such a strong attachment to her because of the song. So maybe
which is weird, because he didn't tell Maddie.
Right, he hasn't said anything about it. That's why I was really surprised to hear how much he was affected by that. I was like, oh, so you're always thinking about Rin? But like, how?
Is he thinking about Rin, or is he thinking about, like, the song? Like, I don't really understand, like...
To me, it kind of seems like it puts him in a trance.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's like... Yeah, if it's Rin specifically or just like in, I don't know, that's weird.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the same thing that I was thinking. I was like, wait, so is he thinking about Rin all the time? Because like when it plays, because we know that it's played a couple of times, but we didn't know that he was craving to hear the song over and over again.
Yeah.
Which kind of brings us to like the reason why he's been so distant with like Maddie.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
But... Yes, guys. Apparently, with this Siren song...
It gets you hooked.
You can't eat, you can't sleep, and you can't think about anything else.
That's crazy.
Which
this
means he can't think about Maddie.
Right?
So...
But is it always... I wonder how... If
like,
Rin,
how often?
Yeah, and if Rin controls when he hears it. Like,
kind of like, you know, when we saw
at the end
they call him, right? They call the man.
Mm-hmm.
But Rin is singing, but Rin brings Ben because Rin has sang to Ben.
Right.
And Donna had sang to Decker.
So they both were singing?
So I think they were both singing because... Okay. Or is the siren song the same?
I think
if it was just Donna.
Yeah. I think it has to be with one mermaid. It makes more sense to me to be like with the mermaid.
I like how we're trying to like figure it out. Donna, we're not
sure. Rin. We have questions. Do you guys have the same questions?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Please let us know. To everybody that's out there in the chat, thank you so much for joining us. We're totally going to be reading your comments and hopefully getting to them towards the end of the show.
Yes. We had a lot of comments happening here. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I'll even extend the question to the chat. What do you guys think? Do you guys think the siren song is like just one specific song, or is it something that, like, since Rin sang it to Ben, that's why Ben was able to only hear Rin, or can Ben also hear Donna? You know,
I don't know. But then someone actually just said, he posed the question or the statement. Ivan Soto, thank you so much for tuning in. But he was saying that Decker seems way more hypnotized than Ben. Like, Decker is like drawn. He followed Chris to Alaska. Like, he's trying. He needs to see Donna again. Like, I don't think Ben. Well, I mean, Rin is around.
Yeah.
So I don't get that urge from Ben. Like, I need to, like, Rin, I need to see her again, or I need to hear this song again, you know?
You know what? Now that you bring that up, I think we kind of did see that towards the beginning where he kept checking and he was waking up early and, mm-hmm. like, he hadn't been sleeping. And Maddie's like, oh, you know, like, what if she never comes back? Like, you're always looking for her, you know? Yeah, and then that's when he was like, okay, you're right. Like, let's have a date together.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he tries to, like, make it up to her.
Yeah.
But, I think the other guy also could, I think Decker could be more obsessed with Donna because he mm-hmm. didn't actually get to develop the relationship with her.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And at least Ben was able to have a relationship with Rin
mm-hmm.
and he knows that, like, she might come back eventually.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I don't want to say the interest or the obsession, but, like, mm-hmm. the obsession of wanting to see her is not as big as Decker's.
Okay, that makes sense.
But talking about Decker and talking about Ben,
mm-hmm.
So Decker shows up to the laboratory that they kind of, like, study at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking for Ben, doesn't find him.
Right.
Yet somehow he ends up at his mom's fundraiser.
He's such a creeper. Decker is a creeper. Okay?
Yeah.
Just showing up and, like, lying, introducing himself as this doctor. I thought that was so messed up, especially, like, kind of feeding into Elaine. Like, obviously, she'd be interested in the stem cell research. And
well, that just shows how creepy he is at the fact that he knows the information. He knew that was his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew her condition.
Exactly.
He knew all these things.
Yeah.
So you're just like...
She's like, how did you get here? And why are you talking to my mom?
And I think this show is based, like, back then when there was no cell phones. So mm-hmm. that's even creepier to think, like, now that people can know where you are
wild.
At all times.
Yeah.
But so he shows up at the fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
They start talking. I mean, do you actually think that the sirens... the DNA that they collected from them would mm-hmm. actually heal a human?
I thought that from the very beginning. Like, I wanted to see some kind of healing powers. I was surprised. Like, I honestly thought remember when Ben got scratched, I thought that maybe if Rin touched it, he would be healed. Or Donna could somehow heal Chris. Like, I wanted to see some healing powers because, I don't know, that's just something magical. Like, I expect mermaids can do. So that was interesting where he said the facts about, you know, curing paralysis in these rats. So it's like, oh, gosh. And obviously, that's great research. That's something to share with the world if it actually works. But I just feel like Decker is, I don't know. Like, there's a part of me, obviously, I don't think he wants to hurt Donna anymore, but he's, like, obsessed now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, mm-hmm. calm down.
I know. He's just getting a little too crazy.
Too crazy.
But the party was fun. It looked fun.
It was fun.
Right?
Yeah. It was successful. Well, speaking about success and, you know,
fun.
Growing
yes.
in all areas of your life, I wanted to shout out a podcast that everyone needs to listen to, Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, and finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It is free, and be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it is us who sent you there.
Siren. Be sure to say Siren is the
Siren
best.
Siren after show. This is why I'm listening. Yes.
Yes, definitely. So you guys should definitely check out the podcast. It's mm-hmm. amazing. And she's been having really great guests come on.
Exactly.
So it's really beneficial for you to listen to it.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the relationships having, like, going on in Siren.
So much.
Ben and Maddie are clearly have this detachment because
yeah.
in a whole month and however long since he met Rin, mm-hmm. he kind of forgot the little detail to tell Maddie mm-hmm. that he sang to her, that she sang to him.
And that was from the very beginning. Like
that happened the night that he met her,
the
right?
night. You should have shared that a long time ago, Ben.
But I think, and you guys in the chat, if I'm wrong, please let me know, but didn't also Rin sing to Maddie when she was in the car and she was asking her about the history of her and when she started talking about the raven?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost 100% sure that Rin also sang partly to her in the car.
Okay.
I think I'm almost sure.
Okay.
But if she did, mm-hmm. Maddie also didn't tell Ben.
You're right.
And she had the opportunity right now to tell him, mm-hmm. and she also didn't tell him.
Maddie also didn't tell him when she was kissed the
oh,
first
yeah.
time, right?
Yeah, so Maddie...
So we're keeping secrets from each other.
They're not being honest with each other.
No. But why?
Because Rin is in the middle.
They both feel an attraction to her. We can see
right?
that.
They do.
There's something where it's just like they can't, you know, they can't really describe it, but they also can't fight it.
Well, I think that now we know that Ben's attraction to her has so much to do with the Siren song.
Yeah.
So
what's Maddie's?
But to what extent does the Siren song go to?
Exactly.
Because now we know, because we know that Ben hasn't been sleeping, he hasn't been doing well.
Mm-hmm.
He's since the beginning when the show, well, not when the show came back, but after a month ago when the show was, like, reintroduced after a month,
mm-hmm.
they were saying that his relationship between him and Maddie was kind of, like, it's not in a limbo because it's not in a limbo, but
yeah.
he's not as invested in the relationship with her as he normally would be.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Because he's distracted.
He's so distracted.
But you'd think this would bring them together because they're both working with Rin together and they're
yeah.
like, they're sharing this experience. So you'd think that this would bring them closer together, but I think...
But what if one of them wants Rin more for them than for the other?
Who do you think that is?
Ben.
Only because of the Siren song? Like, do you think it's a little bit out of his control because he hears the song?
Okay. I think it could be two things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be that, obviously, she's a female.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She's very attractive.
And the second one, it has to be the song. And for Maddie,
yeah.
it's different because it's, like, it's a female.
Mm-hmm.
But Maddie could totally, like, also...
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like her. And then... The song. I'm almost sure that the song. What did anybody in the chat respond to, like, the song? Did she sing to her? I don't remember.
I don't... But if she had... No one said anything about that. If y'all remember, if Maddie got the song or not, please say.
I will double-check the episode. I will watch it on Hulu.
Right.
And... If it's true, I will remember. I will remind you guys.
No, oh, Ivan. Week. Ivan, thank you so much. Ivan said, no, she did not sing to Maddie. Good point, because remember...
Okay.
Maddie didn't hear the song at the party when both Decker and Ben were like...
Oh my gosh,
they were
yes,
in a trance. Maddie
yes.
didn't know what was going on.
Maddie didn't hear it.
Thank you, Ivan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ivan, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Maddie didn't hear the song,
mm-hmm.
so there was no way that she would have heard it before because otherwise she would have heard it then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, Rin and Donna have a really...
Rin and Donna...
odd relationship.
Because they want two different things. Yeah. Donna... Okay, Rin... Donna doesn't understand where Rin is coming from because Rin has had this... has been able to establish a relationship with Ben and Maddie. Donna's just coming in. She was tortured. Yeah. She just sees humans as bad. Like, she doesn't understand why Rin would see that they're good humans because she hasn't had a good experience with humans. So, yeah. And obviously, she took it personally when Rin... kind of took Ben's side when Donna was trying to kill him.
Yeah.
So I feel like their relationship is on the rocks, as we see. They're trying to talk it out or whatever.
They were. Now that she's like, but I thought when Rin started attacking Decker, I thought that for sure their relationship was going to be like, oh, like, you know, she chose me because they end up walking away together, you know? But then... at the end, they like separate again.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to separate.
No, yeah. They're not gonna. They're sisters. They're in this together.
They're sisters, but still. And I'm an only child, so I don't really know how this works.
Don't know.
But like when I saw them fighting, I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, is this what like siblings do?
Yeah. But we learned the fact about Rin's mom dying, so yes. All she has is Donna.
Is her sister, yeah. And Donna kind of has been that older sister that's been taking care of her,
right.
Of Rin. So it kind of makes sense as to why she's a little bit overprotective over the whole situation.
For sure. It's like, yeah, Rin sees the good in the humans and Donna. I think Donna's just not, she's just not having it.
Do you think Donna will change her mind?
I hope so. I just don't see that happening anytime soon.
Me neither.
So we'll see. But I like how Helen was like, how they met in Helen's apartment. And
yeah.
Helen's like, oh, y'all gonna work it out in my apartment? Like,
Helen is a mediator. Helen, if you are just tuning in for the first time, Helen, we found out last week, is a mermaid.
Yes.
So we're still wondering, how is she still on Earth?
How that happened? Because they just dropped that bombshell.
Right? So you weren't able to join us last week, but my prediction, I guess, in a way, is that she is half mermaid, half human, and that's why she's able to stay on land. I could be completely wrong.
But if she jumps in the water, what happens?
I don't know. Has she ever been in the water? We've never even seen her in the water. We always see her under shop.
That's true. Helen, can you swim? What's going on? But yeah, I want to learn more about this Helen mermaid situation.
Well, I really like that motherly figure that Helen kind of has right now for Donna and Rin. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that both Donna and Rin trust her as much as they do. And a part
especially
of me,
Donna.
Yeah. Especially Donna.
Yeah.
And a part of me wants to... I'm kind of really glad that Helen... like, that nobody knows anything about Helen.
Yeah.
Because I think that's, like, that she's known as that crazy old town lady. Mm-hmm. But really nobody knows anything about her, which
that's
is
true.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and
so much to learn. And I think that, obviously, she's hiding it because she sees how people would react.
Yeah.
Or in the past, how they reacted to mermaids. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just feel like she has... well, that's getting into predictions, but yeah, I can't wait to see what else happens with Helen.
Hold your predictions. Yeah. We're almost there. Mm-hmm. But moving on to Decker's plan.
Oh, wait. Sorry. So, yeah. I did, before we got off of Helen, I did. Do you think that she's acting a little more like evil? There's something like off about her. I don't know. Once we revealed, like...
like, she was a little bit more aggressive.
Like,
well,
yes.
Like, wait, she was Helen, more aggressive because most of the time she's like, oh, this sweet
yes,
Helen.
But there was like a mean, not mean, but just like something
to,
just a little
when
darker.
She was talking to Maddie, right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, of course I'm not telling you everything.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
ooh,
wait,
that sassiness.
On, hold on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought of that, but yeah, we can move on.
Well, do you think it's maybe because she feels more comfortable with the other two girls there and like... how does Helen control her temper? Because clearly the sirens can't control her temper.
I don't... well, like you said, if she's half mermaid, half human, like, she's had more time.
And she's also been on land for
A long time. So, yeah. I don't know. It's a big mystery right there. Helen's a big question mark. That we'll see.
Well, Helen is definitely one of those characters that I'm really excited to learn more about.
There's so much.
Especially because we did have Rena here in the studio.
Yes.
And we turned to her and we're like, Are you mermaid?
Right. Can I just say, Rena, that you can hold a secret real well? Because yeah. she was like, what are you talking about? Oh, my God. Yeah, what? When you knew the whole time.
Yeah. She was like, of course I'm a mermaid.
Yeah.
But I love that. I want to be a mermaid, too.
Don't we all?
Awesome. Well, not only do I want to be a mermaid, but the military wants to capture
the mermaids. How Decker talked about the plan.
Yes. So, in the beginning, for some time, I think maybe it was just me and some of us that thought that Decker was the one behind the whole plan. Mm-hmm. But we find out today that Decker has obviously been helping them because he wants to find Donna. Mm-hmm. And to some extent, I guess he doesn't really care what happens to everybody else as long as he finds her.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to protect her, I feel.
Exactly.
Like, that's kind of how I left this episode, thinking, mm-hmm. like, wow, Decker has been working for the bad guys, mm-hmm. but I think he wants to protect Donna.
Yeah.
He totally wants to protect Donna.
We saw that when he was trying to pull back on, like, the testing and everything because he saw that it was hurting her.
Yeah.
And obviously with the song and everything, he feels drawn to her. Like, he does not want to hurt her. He obviously still wants to learn.
Yeah.
And test her in a safe way. I don't know how you could do that, but
yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want to hurt her. Like, what Ben said, he wants to find her before everyone else does.
Yeah.
And he knows about the military's plan.
Yeah.
That will hurt all of the mermaids, so.
Or at least a couple, because from last week's episode, we saw that they have, like, a bunch of cages lined up for
yes.
them.
Yes. How many mermaids? Y'all, we are so evil. Humans are evil.
Humans oh are the God. Worst.
We're so
We
horrible.
Capture every single animal.
And kill, like, it's just, and ruin, kill like, everything. For what? Oh, my God.
Everything is going to go extinct, and then we're going to yeah. die, because like, literally oh we God, can't survive without anything.
Yep. Pretty much. That's so sad, but it's true. But yeah, Decker. Yeah, that was interesting.
I just kind of felt like maybe Decker isn't a bad guy after all.
I don't think he's an evil person. I don't, like, obviously he's in the military. He's kind of in that situation where yeah. he has to follow orders and everything. But I don't know if it's just because he heard the song or if he would be different if he hadn't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think he's evil, but he's also kind of fighting with, like, I want to learn more, mm-hmm. but I don't want to hurt her, but I want to mm-hmm. learn more. You know, it's like, I feel like he has that tug of war with himself. But
yeah.
I don't think he's a horrible person. Not horrible. So I don't know.
I guess.
We'll see.
I mean, all I know is that he doesn't want to hurt Donna. And
exactly.
I feel much better about that. Because when he went to go look for her at mm-hmm. the, like, I guess a fishing company, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, he wants to capture Donna,
yeah.
take her in, like,
do some more tests.
Yeah, because really his motives weren't clear from the beginning.
No, and he's such a darkness about him where it's just like,
he's a creep,
up
remember?
To no good. Yes.
Yeah.
Such a creep, but
going over to Alaska and everything.
Yeah.
But, well, why don't we move on to some predictions?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
I have a couple of predictions. And you guys, if you're in the chat and you have some predictions, please let
us
Oh,
wait.
Know.
What about Xander? Sorry, just really quick. Xander.
Oh, my goodness. We almost forgot about the most important point of
yeah.
tonight. Xander sees Donna change into a siren.
Yes, Xander finally has his own mermaid secret. And
okay.
guess what he does? He shares it, unlike
yeah,
his
so,
friend, Ben.
This is what I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Will Xander find out that Ben knows,
yes.
like, he's known this whole time?
Yes, and he will be very upset, as any friend would.
Yeah.
Especially since Ben was the first person he told. Like, he's like, I have to share this, like a good friend. Ben, and especially since you know Xander is all about this, like, he
yeah.
believes in the mermaids. You're like, why would you not share this with
why
him?
Why wouldn't you tell him, right? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
to me,
make any sense.
I never understood why Ben didn't tell Xander about
right.
Rin, first of all,
mm-hmm.
especially when they were looking for Rin.
Exactly.
And then about Donna being Rin's sister. I feel like
yeah.
that's something that he should have shared within that month of time span that happened,
yeah.
where he could have been like, hey, you know what? Like, this is what's going on.
And
because now, do you think that's going to affect the relationship as, like, a friendship?
Yes. He's going to have a hard time trusting Ben, I think. Especially, like, when Chris had that interaction with Donna, perfect time. You'd be like, oh, that was the mermaid. And, oh,
yeah.
we know her sister, too. Like, there's so many opportunities where he could have shared that, especially since you know Xander will be on board 100%. Yeah. Like, I could understand if you didn't think he would support it, or like,
or he'll be like, oh, let's hurt the mermaids or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no, Xander is on your side. So I feel like there's going to be a point of contention.
Yes, definitely. Well, Xander saw Donna change into a siren. Will the cop see?
Oh my God! I'm
Rin
not sure.
Change into a siren.
What's going to happen with this? With the cop seeing it? Because then now all these people are finding out.
Yeah.
So how's it? You know, how's it not going to get out? That's going to be this big thing, or is the cop?
Or is it supposed to get out? That's why. This show has me, like, going everywhere, because I'm like, wait a second. I don't really know where I'm going.
I don't know where it's going.
I just know that I'm on my way.
We're all on the way.
Yeah.
In the siren way.
But I don't know. I have a feeling that she's not going. Well, this is kind of getting into predictions. But I have a feeling that she's not going to see her change.
You don't?
So no, I think she's just going to go in the water and change and, like, run away.
And you don't think the cop is going to be wondering where this what girl happened? Then jumped into the water. Like, she never comes out.
I feel like Ben or Maddie's gonna get there, because I think she's by Maddie's and Ben's place.
Okay.
So Maddie might get there and she'll be like, oh, what happened? She's like, oh, I saw the girl, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Be like,
I don't
oh,
know. That
don't
was
know.
An interesting way to end the episode. I'm like,
or maybe
wait.
Something is going to distract her.
And then Rin's gonna disappear.
Yeah.
Like, she'll get distracted and Rin's gonna jump in the water and they'll be like, oh, wait, where'd the girl go?
Yeah.
The cop is not going to
she's
think,
not gonna
oh,
get
she's
captured.
Yeah, no, she's definitely not going to get captured. But is Rin going to try to attack her? She was hissing at the end. Like, what is she going to do? I'm interested to see what happens with this cop. But
yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Well,
there's so much happening.
Okay. Let's definitely get into some predictions
let's
now,
do
since
it.
We're already getting into
right,
predictions.
Right, we're talking about it.
And now,
let's see.
You're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Ooh, predictions, predictions. Okay, I think Helen, there's something off with Helen. I think she's going to have
you
some,
think?
Like, powers. Well, we know that there is, but, like, she's becoming, I feel like she's going over to the dark side a little bit, and I think she has some kind of magical power or something that's going to be revealed, and I think that,
like,
Ben and Maddie
what
are
what kind of magical power?
I have to be specific because I'm not sure.
You don't have
but
to know, but I'm
but
just,
I know.
I'm wondering because I always feel like I always have the predictions about Helen, but I...
Because I feel like she would throw in some magic spell or something. Like, she's always in that shop. There's something witchy about her. I don't know. There's some magic going to be happening from Helen, whether it's going to be positive or negative something.
I think she's getting more into her...
mermaid side.
...natural siren habitat with the two other girls around.
She feels she feels really comfortable with them.
She feels comfortable, but mm-hmm. not only that, but, like, when she was talking to Maddie, telling her, like, of course I'm not telling you mm-hmm. anything, she kind of made this, like, movement with her head that was kind of like, wait.
It was real sassy.
Rin and Donna do this.
Oh,
but
the,
you've
yeah,
never done
yeah.
this. You know how, like, yes. they move their heads?
That's like creature-like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't really notice that.
Yeah.
But you're right. There
they did. Scene, she did. She
I
did.
I told you, there's something like, what happened, Helen? Because you switched gears real quick.
Well, she feels, I think it was Donna. Donna's bringing her the bad.
Yeah.
Bringing the bad in her out.
You know, when you're around people that are like you, you kind of come out of your shell.
You know what grandparents say. You know, they say, show me the top five people you hang out with and I'll tell you who you are.
Oh, I'll tell you about yourself.
Yeah.
All the way. That's true.
Helen, we know who you are now.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't
true.
Lie to us. Okay, I have a prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really a prediction? Well, it's not really a prediction because we kind of saw it in the trailer. But in the trailer, I'll kind of like explain to you kind of like what happened mm-hmm. since you saw it online. In the trailer, we see that Helen, why am I thinking about Helen? Rin tells Maddie mm-hmm. that Ben is in danger. So Ben leaves Maddie and he goes out into the ocean and
on a boat
oh, okay. with Chris and Xander mm-hmm. and pretty much I'm pretty sure it's like a bunch of like a different gang of like a lot of people
mm-hmm.
and they get like spears thrown at them and the sirens jump on the boat. So and somebody ends up dying.
Wait, who's throwing spears?
The sirens start attacking their boat.
They have spears?
Yeah. you know, like, they had spears, like ocean spears. Now? Yeah. Oh, okay. So they have weapons. So.
Oh, no.
Obviously, Donna makes it well there to warn them and to say, like, hey, you know what? We have to get ready to attack because they're coming, for us.
But not Ben and them.
Not Ben and them, but how are they going to know?
Donna's just out to, she doesn't care about any humans, so.
Donna doesn't care. So she's like, I will kill human on sea, which they're going to be on the sea and on land.
Did they say, do you think someone's dying?
Somebody dies, yeah.
Someone does.
So they throw a body in the water. And then I think it's Sanders saying, like, oh, I should have done something to save him. So.
Who could die? Who's a small character that it wouldn't be so dramatic? Or is this Game of Thrones
and a main character? I think that Chris is going to die.
What? We just got Chris back.
Yeah, but, like, we haven't really invested a lot of time in Chris.
No, that's why we need more time with Chris.
But you know why I think Chris is going to die?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He's going to be a merman.
Because I think he's going to turn into a merman since he was, like, cut and they were trying to, like, I think he got some of the siren DNA in him that, like,
so then once he
falls in the ocean.
And he's, like, transitioning.
He's going to, like, transform.
Oh, my God. That is wild.
That's my prediction for
tonight. That's a serious prediction.
Yeah.
We do know a merman is coming. That's what Rena said.
Yeah.
And we do know that with, like, news and stuff, rumors that we've heard. But is Chris going to be the merman?
I know. Chris is not going to be the merman that we are awaiting.
Maybe he'll become a merman.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
Okay.
She said that there was a merman coming. And I don't... He hasn't been revealed yet, so...
Okay.
Yeah. That's my prediction.
Ivan also says that Chris dies.
Yeah,
I need to see this promo. I just watched it online now, so I missed the promo.
Yeah, I'll have to show you the promo
Chris
now.
Chris dies.
Oh,
Chris.
Once it dies.
Chris dies. Okay. All right.
Well, let's do some shout-outs to our fans for being on the chat.
In the chat, Ivan is in it. Thank you so much. And then we have a Mark Bowyer. Sorry if I didn't say that right. But Mark is in it. Ivan is here. Thank you guys so much. Who else? Lauren DeWitt.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love reading your comments.
If you have any predictions, throw that in there too.
Yes.
We want to see what you guys think.
After the fan of the week.
We even have a special song for you guys, so that's awesome.
But yeah.
But do you have any other at-large predictions?
At-large. I do think something, there's going to be a little rift between Xander and Ben. I mean, they're good friends. I don't think it's going to be anything too serious. But Xander's going to feel some type of way when he's like, wait, you knew about this mermaid the whole time?
What do you think about Ben and Maddie?
Ben and Maddie, there's some issues happening. I think they might be on the outs a little bit. They'll work it out. Yeah. I feel like they have a strong relationship. They're just kind of struggling with Rin being in the middle right now. But I think, you know, in all these dramas...
Do we like Rin being in the middle?
I mean, it adds some drama to it. No one wants to see just a happy couple, right? Like, you gotta have something in the mix. So
I love Rin in the middle between Ben and Maddie.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but still, I just like,
because she's innocent. It's not like she's over here trying to break them up, you know?
Yeah.
That's different.
It's like an innocent relationship.
For sure.
Of three people together.
Mm-hmm. A little triangle. Yeah.
Well, that's so much fun. Did we have any more predictions at large before we say goodnight?
Ooh, Ivan threw in a prediction. He said, Xander will become a mermaid hunter. Oh, no. He doesn't see mermaids as people, so he will kill them.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
No.
I hope not. No, well, maybe this is the reason why Ben never told him about Rin, because he sees that hunting side to him.
Maybe he might feel some type of way because he feels like they hurt Chris. Maybe he's like, oh, they hurt my friend. They hurt humans. We can hurt them.
Yeah.
That could be something.
That could totally be something.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Ivan.
Yay.
It's been so much fun. I'm so excited. I can't wait for next week's episode. This is one of the shows that I'm like, it's over already.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, seriously. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end. Of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all platforms at AfterBuzz TV. And where can they find you, Sarah?
And I am Sarah Lyons, and you can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lyoness, Lyoness with a Y, and on Instagram at Sarah_Lyoness.
Yay! Well, guys, we'll see you next week. Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.